I stand before you this first Sunday in Advent with a deep yearning for hope, with a hope that is bigger than one person, for a hope that is deeper than one people, culture, or generation, for a hope that is more permanent than today's headlines and sustaining than the latest quick fix. I love Advent, our Christian New Year, the sacred stories leading up to Jesus' birth, the sense of waiting, the Advent wreath, the color blue. And yet this year I'm sensing I need more. And so it is with this lens that I read our gospel passage today, a section from Mark 13. Mark 13 is Jesus' longest speech in the gospel. It is commonly known as the Little Apocalypse. And although I have studied apocalyptic literature, the understanding acquired has never gone beyond my head to reach my heart. I know that apocalyptic literature is an ancient genre that is supposed to encourage and inspire hope. Still, words like apocalypse and second coming make me twitch with their modern baggage. Mark, the oldest gospel, is originally written for a faith community rooted in the Jewish tradition, a faith community that saw Jesus as an extension of their faith, as a way forward. It is also a faith community that has just experienced trauma beyond what most of us have ever experienced. There was an uprising against the Roman Empire right before Mark was written, and the Jewish people lost friends. Violence occurred, and their temple was destroyed. So the original audience of Mark hears his words with ears formed by this trauma. What struck me this time, looking at that time period, is that not only was a beautiful building destroyed when their temple fell, how a people know and worship God in the world was destroyed as well. The Jerusalem temple was central to Jewish worship, and within the violence and loss of the day, they lost how they find, know, and worship God. Without the temple, they are asking, who are we now as people of faith? What does it look like to live faithfully in this world today? Words like the moon will not give its light. The powers in the heavens will be shaken feel real. The confusion about the timing of God's redemption within their generation or an unknown time in the future feels real. In his speech, Jesus acknowledges their suffering. He says, I see you. And he encourages them to watch, to keep awake, to look for signs of his return. Notice, imagine, hope. Jesus' little apocalypse speech is a gift of deep encouragement for that community. And although the words may sound a little strange to us today, I believe that we can go to these words for hope and encouragement too. 5 years ago, I traveled to Palestine and Israel with my former congregation, Nativity. We immersed ourselves for 10 days in sites celebrating Jesus' life, ministry, death, resurrection. And we heard from diverse voices living within the modern country. We saw and heard modern despair and conflict that has plagued the land since its first biblical records. Each moment my senses felt engaged. My emotions were engaged. It was beautiful and it was absolutely overwhelming. Hope often seemed elusive. On the third afternoon of our trip, we traveled to Nazareth, Jesus' hometown. The moment we stepped into the Basilica of the Annunciation, the church that is built over what was believed as Mary's home, I was fully absorbed by the mosaics of Mary that filled the courtyard. As we ambled into the church, every detail from the ironwork to the flower-shaped lighting, to the wildlife doors and doorknobs, celebrated God's creation and Mary. On the second floor, stunning 10-foot mosaics of Mary magnified the space. All of the mosaics were created by different countries and given by that country. They were as diverse as the cultures that gave them, and together they brought tears to my eyes. They inspired me to just stop moving for a moment, to sit and be with God's love. Planted firmly in the middle of conflict that is still beyond my understanding, the beauty of the basilica represented the potential of humanity at its best for me. People of faith moved by God's grace and centered around God's love and creation. No words I say will ever fully articulate the emotions I felt. Yet in that thin space, suffering was not denied. However, the holy was present and hope seemed just a little closer. Mark 13's words are for us too. The questions the people were asking when it was written are our questions as well. Who are we now, today, as people following Jesus? What does it look like to live faithfully in this world? I hear a whisper in Advent. Detach my hope from that which is shiny and powerful in our world's eyes. Turn it toward that which is holy. Notice, imagine, hope. The holy may be in the shape of the vulnerable. The holy may be very uncomfortable. The holy may be so lackluster that it almost escapes our notice. We will know it's holy because it transforms. This Advent, I hear a whisper not to disengage. I hear a call to re-engage and know that God is here and God can transform this too. A call to us as individuals and a faith community with those sitting here with us today, looking toward the future while being grounded in the here and now. Because in Mark, even when it feels impossible, I hear God saying, I see your suffering. I know your pain. I will break in and transform it. What remains today of the Jerusalem temple destroyed in Mark's time is a large wall, several stories high, of massive stone blocks. It's called the Western Wall. The wall is a holy site for our Jewish brothers and sisters to visit and pray. Prayers are often written on small pieces of paper and stuck between the joints of the stones. It is a site that draws pilgrims of many faiths and many cultures. When I visited the wall, I stood before it in reverence, praying with wonder. I noticed a little bird nibbling one of the prayers slightly above me. Curious, my eyes looked up the wall to some of the other birds that were there. I saw birds who create their nests out of the prayers left behind by the faithful. Notice, imagine, hope. God knows us, our joys and our sufferings. God will transform them. In this, I find deep hope in Advent.